Hey Fly Gems, welcome to another episode of Break the Mold Podcast. I'm your host LaTanya and I also go by Lady L. I'm an image consultant and creative at Her Best Style. Keep in mind that change is never comfortable. You are going to hear sensitive topics within this podcast. Some topics may resonate with your personal life. The topics discussed aren't meant to offend anyone. They are to bring personal healing and growth. In order to heal, you must first accept accountability for your role and be open and willing to hear the truth. Not the filtered truth, but the entire truth. Now understand, when you're dealing with the truth, truth sometimes is never easy to accept, but it is the only way to get a breakthrough to your healing. This is why, again, I stress this podcast is for people who are ready for change, for people who are ready to deal with the things that may be holding them back and the sensitive issues they face. You are not alone. We are all dealing with sensitive issues in our own walks. What you're hearing along with these topics, someone else may have encountered or conquered. Life brings so many different situations. We've all had different experiences. We've all acquired different traits from the generations before us. So again, there are a lot of sensitive topics that we will discuss. Just be mindful and don't take anything personally. Don't internalize a lot of the information that you are hearing. If it resonates, recognize the issue and change it for the better. Don't internalize that you take it as a personal attack on you. If you hear a topic that resonates with you, look at it as God's way of bringing you to this topic so you can deal with it, heal from it, and conquer it. So you are no longer a victim to it and become a conqueror. If you hear any subject matter within this podcast and you start to feel attacked or you feel offended, take a moment to pause the episode and tell yourself, this is not personal and I should not be taking this personally. These are just tools to help me with what's really bothering me. And if this subject is really bothering me, then it is something that I need to be seeking help on. Rather it be in counseling or talking amongst positive peers and people who can genuinely help me to overcome this. I want my listeners to think of me as a big sister and we are having an intimate conversation, because that is exactly what this is. If you and I were sitting in a room across from each other and you brought me an issue that was pressing on your heart, we would be having a discussion like this so that we can help you get to the bottom of the issue and heal. Again, I'm rooting for you all, and let's get to the episode. Hey, everyone. Hope everyone has had a blessed and joyous week. I also hope that May was very productive for you all. I cannot believe we are at the closing of May and we are about to enter June. So it's officially about to be summer, y'all. Like, dang, we are already in summer. How about that? I just feel like this year really, really flew by. I don't know if it's because we were just sitting in the aftermath of last year and everything that transpired, but this year it's like I literally woke up and it's like, oh my God, we're in May? When that happened? Like, I remember January, but I vaguely remember the other months because everything is just flying by so fast. And I'm sure a lot of you probably feel that way as well. But anywho, I feel like this is a great time to do an assessment, right? To assess where you are in your individual goals, your journeys, whatever it is that you have going on. Because we are almost at the half mark of the year. And so if you're not where you want to be, you might need to crank it up a little bit. You might need to do some things. Look back. Have you been able to really scratch any goals off of your goal list? You know, have you made any strides? Have you achieved any milestones? Those are all things you want to take into consideration. I know a lot of us are planning to go to the beach and, you know, getting ready for summer vacations. And that's good too. We all need some R&R. We've been cooped up in our houses for the most part of 2020. So a lot of people are ready to get out. Continue to be safe. I know they have lifted the guidelines with the mask. To each his own, you have to do what you want to do. I know for me, I still will be wearing my mask. Just because a lot of people are just careless in their actions and things like that. So that's just me. I'm just going to protect myself. So yes, I will be the eyeball person, still wearing their mask at certain events and socials. And that's me. And that's my thing. You can look the opposite way. We ain't even got to talk about it. Do you? And I'm going to do me, boo. You know? So, let's see. Can't really, I don't think there's really anything pressing that has happened this month. But, let's see. No, just again, just going back and really seeing where you're at, right? So let's talk. On this episode, I wanted to touch on the subject that I kind of touch on my social media platforms. If you follow me, I want to discuss image. And I haven't really talked about image a lot on the podcast. I've been talking about more behavior mannerisms. But there's so much we're going to discuss on this podcast. So I kind of just want to shift the focus a little bit for a second. And I want to talk about image a little bit. Because that's what I do as an image consultant. So I think it's important to understand. I think when we talk about image, people always look at the outer layer. They always look at the outer appearance. Is my hair done? Is my outfit fly? Girl, is my makeup on point? Is it beat to the gods? You know? And for men, you know, they want to make sure, you know. Is my fade right? You know, am I edge up right? You know, whatever the case may be. But image is not just about what's on the outer layer. Your inner self plays a huge part in your image as well. They go hand in hand. They're almost, it's like a key to a lock. You know, they're like, they like salt and pepper. They go together. So part of my objective is to help people become the best versions of themselves. That's why we say we conquering these adversities with style, right? So you're about to see it all come to play. But one huge adversity I know a lot of people have struggled with is the condition of their heart. And honey, I'm just going to hear him tell you. If your heart ain't right, everything else ain't right. It just is what it is. The old folks used to say, if you got an ugly heart, you know, the other one, they'll call you ugly. And when they call you ugly, they ain't talking about how you look appearance wise. They talking about your attitude. Yes, honey. Your demeanor, how you carry yourself. It's ugly. So many individuals are holding on to hurts, pain, sadness, anger, resentment. All of these things are being held in your heart. That your heart has no room for anything else. It's making your heart heavy. No one can get to your heart. And when you hold on to those things, it shows up on the outside. Now, we've talked about it in prior episodes a little bit, like how it shows up in your behavior and stuff like that. But I'm just talking about your looks. I'm telling you, as an image consultant, we don't even really get to looks on the outside and the styling wise until we talk about what's going on with you personally. What's going on, sis? What's going on, bruh? What's going on in the inside? Because I can address you in the most prettiest outfit, right? However, if your heart is not in alignment, it will show. You're not going to carry it with confidence. You're not going to carry it with poise. You're not going to carry it with dignity. I mean, you just can't even pull it off. And then it becomes a disguise. You're walking around in full-fledged disguise ensemble, trying to mask what's really going on inside of you. You're showing up at the red carpet event. I'm here. I'm happy. I'm honest. And you're not. And we can read right through it. And we can see through all of it. Now, that's not to put anybody on notice or on display or anything. It's just real talk. if you don't deal with what's going on internally with you, it's going to shape the foundation for everything you do. So let's talk about this a little further. I know somebody's probably asking the question. I never thought about it in that regards before. How do I heal it? So what do I do? First, you got to search yourself. You're going to have to sit with yourself. And you might have to look in the mirror. I actually suggest you looking in the mirror. And you're going to have to be like, why am I carrying around this anger? Where's the root of this anger coming from? Who caused me to be angry? Okay. When I'm angry, what does angry look like for me? How do I project it out? Look in the mirror. You know how you can curse someone out? Curse yourself out in the mirror and see how you look. Because I don't think some of us really see how we look sometimes. I want you to look. Is your nose flaring? Your nostrils flaring up? Are you turning red? Are you getting those little wrinkles in between your forehead? Are you huffing and puffing? Yeah. It's probably not a pretty picture, right? It's definitely not the image you want to give off. It's definitely not how you want others to perceive you or see you as. I paused there so you can think about that. Well, for those of you who are asking the questions, how do I fix that? The simple answer is, first, it starts with you. You're going to have to sit down with yourself and start asking some hard questions. You and the questions that you need to ask yourself need to start with why. Why do I? Why is it? Why when I? Why is it that you need to start there? And you need to write the answers to those questions so that when you see yourself doing these acts, you can stop yourself. And correct your own behavior. Now, some people have been nasty all their lives. And I ain't talking about nasty in a filthy way. I'm talking about nasty as in an attitude. And some of you never even been called out on your nastiness. So it might be a reality check for you. You can change it. But you got to put in some work. Your image depends on it. I know we live in this age of social media where we see people flexing and doing this and doing that. And you're looking like, well, I'm not here. I can't do this. And we can talk about self-comparison all day long. It always comes back to self-comparison because in this generation, it seems self-comparison has taken the baton and it has ran with it. And everybody's trying to keep up with this comparison. Oh, well, my life is not this. Oh, my life is not that. Oh, and this and all this and that. And we're not doing the work to work on ourselves enough because we're too much trying to keep up with somebody else's agenda. Someone else's life. And that has played a role in your heart posture too. Because now you've taken on a spirit of bitterness. Where it starts to make you bitter. And I don't think a lot of people even realize that they're bitter. I know. You're like, bitter? That's not me. Bitter? Mm-mm. No, yes, it is you. If the thought of someone doing well makes you mad, And I'm not talking about everybody in general, but I'm just like anybody specific or people in general. If the thought of people doing good makes you mad, you're bitter at the core. It's because something didn't happen for you that you wanted to happen, but it can still happen. It's all up on you. But that bitterness is taking root in your heart. And it's making you ugly. Because now you telling everybody off. Now you the one quick to be negative about everything that someone puts out. Someone's having a good day. Here come you with your bitterness. You can be dressed in the cutest dress. Gorgeous gown, floor length. Maybe even with a train. Somebody say one thing, that bitterness will come out. Have you ever heard someone say, well, she's cute, but her attitude is just ugly. I talk about the old people all the time, and I was talking about them earlier. They say that all the time. And the one thing about an older person, they're going to tell it like it is. And you know why? It's because the older you get, you ain't got time for the shenanigans. They ain't got time for the games. They ain't got time for all this. It's like, all I got is time to give you this truth. And you better get this truth and you better get it quick. You're too old for that. All I got time now is to tell you the truth. I ain't got time to sit back, wait for you to get it together. Here's this truth. You ugly. You cute, but your attitude stank. Yeah. That's not cute, sis. We have to fix it. Now I see a lot of people starting to make some changes. A lot of people are in a healing season. Depending on where you are in your life. You're either in the season of discovery. You're in the season of healing. We're all growing in some aspect, in some area. Well, I should say we should be. But it depends on you. Then you have those who are just stubborn and don't want. The stubbornness, they can go aside. We don't care. But if you recognize these traits in yourself and you really want to change it, you can. That unlocks the key to becoming confident. No man wants a woman who's just ugly. I don't care how voluptuous you are on the outside. I don't care what size bra you wear. I don't care how skinny your waistline is. I don't care how high your butt sits up. I don't care how defined your legs and arms might be. I don't care if you rock the baddest hairstyle every day or you always have on the most designer clothes. If your attitude is ugly, it makes a whole world of difference. In a world where people are searching peace, you might be eye candy, and if that's all you want to downgrade yourself to be, by all means, do it. Be you. If you're only interested in being someone's eye candy, do you. But I want to be more than eye candy. Honey, I'm a woman of substance. Okay, I want someone to say, well, that's Tanya. She's a pretty girl, but she also has a pretty heart, a good heart. And whether or not somebody says it about me, I say it about myself, and I know that to be true. But most importantly, God knows that about me. We all say, you know, well, God knows me, God knows my heart. You're right, God knows my heart. And it shows. It shows in my mission. It shows in who I am. How I show up. When your heart is right, people can tell. And when your heart is not right, people can also tell that too. They may not tell you that every day. There's a lot of people I know who heart ain't right. I see it all the time. I see it daily. I don't have to say anything. I take mental note of that. I also know boundaries to set with that individual too. So, if you're a person who nobody wants to be around, call, come around, check your heart. It might be there. In a world where everybody's starting business practices too now, and shout out to everybody who's starting their own business, and y'all want everybody to succeed and win in their own rights. It plays a part. Your heart has to be in your business too. So you can have all the beautiful aesthetics in the business, but if your heart ain't right, that's going to show through to the business too. That attitude. This isn't about a game of, well, I know when to turn it on and turn it off. That's not authentic anyway. We all know that, right? I don't care how much you try to flex it. I have been around some of the prettiest women. Well-known women. Some individuals that people admire all the time. But they have some of the funkiest, stankest attitudes. Yeah, I said it. Because it's true. And I think, damn. If your biggest fan was to meet you, I would wonder what would run through that person's mind after they met you. Real talk. And that's why I paused there. Because see, they look good on paper. They look good on the ground. They look good on TV, in video, on print ads, and all of this stuff. But behind that fake smile is an ugly demeanor, a tude, an attitude. So although they might be looking flawless on the outside, the inside ain't so flawless. The inside is very flawed. And the first thing people love to say, but my image, I have an image to uphold. We say that, but do you really, really know what that means? I don't think you do. See, even when you try to tarnish somebody else's image, that says a lot about you too. Again, that goes back to your heart posture. See how all of that connects? I'm about this, but on the other hand, let me destroy this. Or let me destroy her image. Or his image. Whatever the case may be. See, this episode, I'm not doing too many like jokes and laughing on. We do it differently on each episode. You're going to get some of the jokes. You're going to get the serious conversations. You're going to get me with guests. We're going to do one-on-ones. But I had to change the tone for a second because we're about to really explore the world of image. So this episode is not going to be long. I'm actually about to wrap it up. But I just kind of wanted to put that on your mind and your heart. Something to think about as we prepare for the next episode, which is going to be fun. It's not going to be serious, but fun. But I'm ready for you guys to take this journey and this ride with me and see what I do. And let's see how we can make this better. And let's see if we can create some healthy images. Let's see if we can't help you be the best versions of yourself. Let's see if we can't help you eliminate some bad habits, some bad traits. Woo, child. Some toxic behaviors. Woo, all of that. And again, this is for the people who want it, who are ready. I can care less about those who don't want it. This is not for you. You can tune out. When you're ready, swing back aboard. And you can join us. But you walk in what you want to walk in, and you determine what season of life that you're in. But for the people who are ready for change, all aboard. Here we go. Let's go. So on that note, I am going to end this episode. And I hope you all enjoy my prior episodes. If you are new to the podcast, please go back and listen to some of those episodes so you can get caught up. And join us as we go into the next phase. We are still in season 2, but we are now about to talk about image. My name is LaTanya Jackson. I'm an image consultant, creator of At Her Best Style, as stated in the beginning of the podcast. You can find me on social media. My handles on Instagram, Facebook is At Her Best Style. My personal page on Instagram is At Her Best. Now, you're going to get the business side of me on the At Her Best Style side. On the At Her Best page, you just get Tanya in rare form. I joke. I inform. I motivate. We talk about things. Just fun stuff over there. I hope you guys are ready. And I'll see you in the next episode. Stay fly now.